Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly.
Facts.
Yeah, motherfucker needs to watch more videotape. We're a mess. So is this pod. It's episode 71, I think. I was actually, before you hit the Sirianni, I was sitting here thinking, what the hell episode is this even? Like, that would happen because such an unprofessional pod this is. I think it's 71, I believe.
I feel like it's 72.
Is it?
Yeah, because I was here for 69.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you missed the one.
Yeah.
And then I missed two, because there was one with Sean. And
that's right.
One by yourself, I think.
You're right. I think so. So, yeah, 72 then.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm not very good at this.
According to Spock.
So... 72.
The last one was episode 70.
So really?
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, we'll go with 71, 72, whichever one it is. Thanks for being here. Next episode's just going to be 73. Fuck it, who cares? Yeah, we'll have a lost episode somewhere.
Boom, let's watch the videotape.
This is the hybrid. Yeah, at least we know how to incorporate numbers. Unlike, I mean, dude, we're 1-3 now, this team.
I think it's awesome.
Motherfucker doesn't think it's awesome anymore, man.
Oh, God, no. I feel bad.
Man.
I mean, look, we kind of knew, right?
Oh, we so knew.
We kind of knew. But then, like, they gave us hope in that week one.
I think that was just Atlanta, man.
Even though it was Atlanta, they still won.
Yes, handily.
So.
He was excited that game. And now, ever since. Uh-huh.
And what does Philly do to coaches that lose?
Yes. Hate them.
Yeah.
Riot in the streets.
Yes, exactly. Like, it doesn't matter. Our guy's hotness is only going to get him but so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
And it really only ever got him anywhere with us.
That's right. We were the only pocket. We carved out that niche. That was it. Nobody else gave a fuck how hot he is. Yes. Or about his 8 fake wives and the dead ones that are now, like, the wives are slowly leaving the island because nobody wants... Like, it doesn't matter how much of a 10 you are. Like, if you're 1-3, man, and
you got to get the dubs.
Dude.
You have to get the dubs.
Well, the Chiefs yesterday was not surprising. Like, we hung with them for a while, and it was like, this is fun. But then we eagled, you know? Like, okay, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah, he went for a, it was like 21-13, I believe. And he went for a field goal on like a 4th-and-goal from like the 6. And, like, you got to go for a touchdown there, dude. Like, if you don't make it, they get the ball. They're backed up as a motherfucker. Like, you have to go for it there. And he was like, no, just take the field goal. And I'm like, you pussy. Like,
because I mean, what's
like, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it if you're not willing to make those decisions.
Yeah.
God love him, though. What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy.
How long before what a guy goes from an enthusiastic saying to what a guy?
What a guy.
To like, oh, God, please fucking leave.
week 12. Probably. Not really. I still love the life we've created for him. I love him on my TV every week. He's getting more and more mad. He's aged a decade in a month. Like, he looks like shit. No, he doesn't look like shit. He's hot. But
you can only coach him up, but so far on just energy.
Yes. Yes.
Like, at some point there has to be talent and that has to take over.
There has to be. There's been some weird play calls. We only ran the ball twice against Dallas. That was like, come on, man. Like, you can't. That cannot happen.
That Dallas game was just shit, though, to be fair.
Wasn't it, though? It was an embarrassment. That was third Eagles game in my life. 33 years. There have only been 3 Eagles games. I checked out early. That was one of them. I think I'm done.
When you were here, I asked you, like, point blank. I was like, you know, our guy.
Yeah.
It's Dallas. And you're like, no, he's got to. I don't care if it's our guy. He's got to win.
He's got to win, dude.
So then he drops one to Big D.
Yes.
And then Big Douche. Again.
Yeah, Kansas City is forgivable, man. Like, I'll even, like, the week
even off the back of off of losing to Dallas.
Oh, for sure. Kansas City is the far superior team. Like, they should have, they should, like, before the game yesterday, I was like, there's 0% chance we win this motherfucker. Zero. And we were up for a little bit, and I was like,
Did somebody bite your mic head?
You know? Did somebody, I hope nobody bit it. If so, I want to bite it.
Maybe the cats.
There is a...
It's possible that the cats were over here playing.
Was it Gross Kitty? I hope it was Gross Kitty.
I have no idea what happens in here.
I saw Gross Kitty, and I was so excited.
We did see Gross Kitty. How's she been?
Did she run immediately? She's been really spry. Like, she's been playing a lot, especially today. Like, she's never been playful like that. And there was something fell off of over out of the window, and she just was like, wah, 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 like just whacking at it. Aww. And playing. I was like, oh, there you are.
Good for her, man.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I mean, again, her and her brother still at odds.
They have beef.
But
is he still, so is Riley still trying to be Gross?
No, but
okay.
He definitely, so last night I was sitting there watching iZombie. And he came up, and she was, like, sleeping in a ball next to me.
Oh, no.
And he came up, and she didn't budge, but, like, he was definitely, like, sniffing at her. Like, not... It was just... It was weird. I was like, what are you doing?
Leave her alone.
She's sleeping, clearly.
No means no.
Leave her.
Yeah.
Just get away.
Right,
just
Gross.
Go somewhere.
Yeah, fuck
so
off.
I swatted him. There he is. Fat kitty.
Riley heard us talking about him.
Yeah.
You're a pervert.
He's the worst. Just won't leave her alone. It's like, just leave her alone, man.
Let her be.
And she's just not having it. Like,
good.
So yesterday, he was trying to corner her, and then I guess like he got bored,
mm-hmm.
so he was about to turn away, and she was just like, "Yo, get up!" And
good.
Just chased him.
That's what should happen with anybody that does that fucking shit.
Yeah.
Are we about to have a burning bed or an I spit on your grave situation here?
I don't know. I hope not.
Have you seen those movies?
I have seen I Spit on Your Grave.
The Absolutely. Original or the remake?
The original.
Dude. Okay.
Brutal.
Right? Like, that shit is yeah. hard to get through, but once you get past the hard to get through parts... Oh my God, it's so worth it, dude.
Yeah, I'm so lost right now, so I'm just going to let y'all go.
Basically, it's a movie where a bunch of backwoods hicks just have their way with a chick.
Mm-hmm.
But
like right at the beginning of the movie.
Yes, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But she gets hers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She gets hers.
Possible.
It's yes.
Yeah.
Especially the one.
Yeah.
Especially the one.
It's so, because it's painted as this like horror movie. Like, it definitely has all the horror movie tropes,
mm-hmm.
but she's definitely the heroine in it.
Oh, 100%, dude. Like,
yeah.
You find yourself, like, actively rooting for her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, when the kills happen, you're, like, cheering this chick mm-hmm. out loud. Even though,
is this
like,
that skit that Family Guy made fun of where they were all in the woods and almost got raped and then they murdered all the hillbillies?
I don't know. Well, see, the problem with that, like... They remade I Spit on Your Grave, and then it got, like, ridiculous with, like, the like,
then,
yeah, well, then, yeah, and then there was, like, a part two and a part three, and it's like, dude.
Don't ruin
it. Do we fucking eat this? Yeah, like, the one in 78 was fine.
It was insane.
The remake, the original remake, kind of brought it back to life and brought the remake back, brought the original back a little bit, but, mm-hmm. like, after that, we could have stopped.
I don't,
you know.
I don't understand the need for a like some movies understand like superhero movies. I understand sequels. There's some right, but there's so many stories to tell with these superheroes. There's comics mm-hmm. upon comics upon comics.
Something I'm the like minority here.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying you have to like them, but I
no,
can understand
I hear you.
Why they make the
right,
sequels.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you need Whoop. A sequel to I Spit on Your Grave?
It's unnecessary. It really is.
You tell everything we need to know in the first one.
It's just for ways to be like, this is, we came up with more ways to kill people, so yeah. we're going to, here's this.
And, you know, I guess I can understand, like, horror franchises having sequels and stuff, too. Like a Friday the 13th, like a... You know, I'm just saying.
No, and I'm horror movie guy here in this room, but like a lot of them are.
I'm sure.
Just the worst.
But I can sort of understand it.
Cash grabs. That's all they are.
Yeah.
Yep. Once you get past Friday Part 4, like Part 6 is okay. Part 7 is decent. Part 8, I have a soft spot for, even though Jason goes to Manhattan. And 80% of it takes place on a cruise ship. The other part takes place in Vancouver, which they dressed to look like Manhattan. Like, it's kind of a mess. Right. And then they went to Times Square for, like, a scene. But it's cool, man, because it's late 80s as fuck. But, like, none of it was necessary. Everything past Halloween 3. The one without Michael Myers, I'm, like, an apologist for. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I think it's it's fucking good, dude. yeah. Thanks if you're still here. 10 minutes in, I think we probably ran everybody off with Michael Myers-less Halloween movies. But yeah, no, I Spit on Your Grave is disgusting. But that's what I was, when we were talking about Riley and Gross Kitty, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And I hope she gets...
Well, the other day, my wife was looking at him, and like he's got a scratch on his nose where she got him.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. What I'm like... Fucking rapist.
I'm like, how is he still... How is he still not... How does he not get it? Like, just leave her alone. Like...
Right?
She's going to have scratch his gonads to...
They're gone.
I hope... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Well...
But I hope she needs to... She needs to, yeah, she needs to start fucking up where they are. Yes. Like, it... Yeah. Start going for eyeballs. Something.
I don't know, man. He just...
No offense, stupid. Great Kitty.
He's stupid.
Rapists tend to be.
It's true.
Oh, yes. My God.
I mean, they do.
Very true.
You know?
He's an idiot. He just... I don't know, man. Just go somewhere. Like, right now. Like, just go in the window and you have your spot.
Mind your business.
Yeah. Leave her alone.
Just leave her be.
Leave her alone. She's minding her own business. It's the tea thing. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago.
One of these days. One of these days. Next time we start like at 6.
Yeah.
We got to show V the tea video.
Yes.
The tea video?
Yes. Okay. Like just because you say like I want tea once does not mean you're always in the mood for tea.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
It's a really good video.
I got to see it.
It's a video that, hey dudes, don't be gross.
Just watch it.
Yeah. And dudes still grow up and be gross.
Right.
You know, I mean, not all, but some.
Mm. Yeah. Most.
Generally speaking, yes, most of Riley's.
Even those of us who've moved past like being, you know, like gross, we're still fucking gross.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a layer of gross if you're a dude, but like the men amongst us can like, you know.
Keep it in check.
There's a,
be a shitbag.
Right, time and a place.
Yeah.
Time and a place, you know what I mean? Hot coffee is happening today, by the way. It's been a while since anything hot went down my throat.
My Keurig exploded.
Fucking what? Yeah. That is a development. I didn't expect.
So I was making coffee in the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I pressed the button for the Keurig to go. And I walked over to my washer, which is like literally 5 feet from my Keurig. All of a sudden, I heard a loud ass pop and then smoke just coming from the top of the Keurig. The entire thing had filled with water in the pod, but I guess the thing was blocked and just exploded and broke the Keurig.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess the good news being that they're not all that like the pods are still expensive, but I don't think the machines are. But like, yo,
it was one of the cheaper ones, like the skinny ones. I have two of them. I have a big one and a little one. My little one just exploded.
Unreal.
It's smoke and it was just
I hate right
smoke.
I hate right now because my wife isn't, she works nights, so I have to make at least a hot half a pot of coffee every day for me, and it's like I'd go back to the Keurig right now because one cup would do.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to pay for the K cups, or we had one like a refillable K cup.
Yeah, I was gonna say the refillable K cups are awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But still, like I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to go back to one cup at a time. But I also don't want to make a two cups isn't enough. Is the fucking problem? I should be able to operate on two cups of coffee, but lately I've been going out on two cups and like I'm dragging by noon.
Oh, dude, yeah, so yeah.
We're at the point of like 4 or 5 coffees a day. It seems like
multiple. Yes, yeah. Like pre work, during work, post work. Like yeah, a lot of cold brew,
especially with all the moving and shit. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Lots of
coffee
today. I got off work a little earlier than normal, and I was two streets down from my brother's house down in Wythe. Hi, everybody that isn't from Hampton.
Yeah, 757 reference. What's up, Wythe? With an E at the end.
So I called him, or I texted him, like, hey, man, you up for some coffee? And he goes, yeah. So we went up to the joint that's out by Pocosin. Hi.
Oh, hey, Incest Town.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's right outside of there. And we went in. And they have a drink called Red Devil.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I got to try this. It's called Red Devil.
Right.
That's going to be that high caffeine stuff, isn't it?
So it's a coffee. It's iced. It's coffee. It's Dr. Pepper. And it's vanilla.
Hey, now.
That was the face I initially made. I was like, I don't know about this. It was awesome.
I don't believe you. It was sounds really awesome. Nasty.
Are we talking Fountain Dr. Pepper?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm in.
I'm
so in.
It is definitely not something that I'd want to drink even one a week. Way too sweet. My teeth are still like,
feel me.
But I took that first sip and I was like, ooh, I like. Very delish.
The carbonation didn't mess with it?
No.
Really?
No, it was very good. Very, very. I was surprised because like I immediately regretted it. I was like,
naturally.
Dr. Pepper and coffee, this is going to be awful.
Yes.
Nope.
Awful, but great.
My brother looked at me and he goes, you're drinking that shit. It was $5.
Right?
I was like, I mean, I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
It's awful.
I'm not gonna waste it. Right. Pocosin. So did they look at you? Because you know when you go to Pocosin, 757 talk, people. Yes. If you go to Pocosin and you're not from there, they can smell it on you.
I haven't been like in Pocosin, like in Pocosin, like walking around in Pocosin in years.
Same.
Because I went during an election, saw signs I didn't want
to
see.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the worst place to go.
I was like, no.
Yep.
I mean, not surprised, but
no.
No.
That is the demo.
Yeah.
That is the demo for that guy is Pocosin.
Uh-huh. And so I was like, nope, not going there. So I think the last time I probably like walked around and did anything in Pocosin would have been 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
Easily.
Right.
So I used to deliver pizzas out there.
Because they can smell. I hate how they call themselves Bull Island, too. It's so cocky.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, we used
to. Is it even an island?
There is like an island off of Pocosin, I believe.
But come on, the whole thing's not an island, you fucking incest motherfuckers.
I mean, I guess technically maybe there's like that, the swamp thing when you cross in coming from, if you were coming from Hampton.
Right.
There's like that swamp you have to cross to get in.
So that's true. Yeah, that dumps you out by that.
It smells like swamp ass.
The trailer park and yes. the corner store that yes. looks like it has probably a sweet cigarillo collection.
I guarantee it does.
and a lot of Skull in Copenhagen.
Indeed.
The most. I used to love when we would play them because at Kickatan, we had black players.
Yeah.
In Pocosin.
They didn't like that.
They did not.
Nope. Soccer. They
didn't. No, they didn't,
we would
dude.
Roll up there and they'd be like,
and we used to love playing, like, well, not we, but a lot of the non whites on our squad used to enjoy playing Pocosin and Gloucester. Because every year, like, we would house them because they were nothing but white kids and we had black kids. So we won.
Yes.
Listen, I mean, sorry, not sorry, but we won. And we not only won, we beat the fuck out of them.
Uh-huh.
And it usually took until we got up by like 5 scores before the slurs started coming out. And that's when it got like, that's when it got really weird. You know?
It sucked for soccer because soccer being the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
The white kids are good at soccer.
Yeah.
It's a white kid sport. And so we would always get housed by Pocosin and Gloucester. So no slurs, thankfully, I guess.
Yeah, they only go racist if they're losing.
Right.
Probably.
But you knew they were.
Oh, dude, there were so many. Like, I remember we scrimmaged them 1 year and we throttled them 73-0. And there was like 3 fights. People got ejected. They had this kid that played for him named Josh Zeidenberg that like set all kinds of like,
I remember that guy.
Yeah, dude, set a bunch of like Division VI records and shit like that and ended up going to UVA.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody was like blowing him and shit because, oh, Josh Zeidenberg, he went to fucking Bull Island. And then he went to UVA and couldn't even sniff the fucking field. Like, it was just so fucking great. It was such a fuck you to that entire, like, colony of fucking inbred racist fucks.
They've turned into a city. Like, it's grown into a city. It was like essentially a town, you know, when I was coming up.
No, town is giving it too much credit,
yeah.
Friend.
I guess I mean, like, as far as, if, like, how many people are there? Like,
city yeah.
Population,
mm-hmm.
Which is the same reason why it's a city, is just because of the population.
Yeah.
Because you go into Pocosin, nothing about it says
no,
city.
No, they just got a 7-Eleven like 10 years ago.
Now they have 2.
What?
Yeah, man. The Zooms is the Sevs now.
No.
Yeah, man.
I liked that they were still hanging on to that Zooms, though.
They were one of the last, for sure.
Yeah, my Zooms had good pizza. Really?
That Picos and Sev's, though, like the one that they had before, that's one. So we used to go around. Story time, kids.
Yes.
We used to go around and we would take. So you used to get like the containers for the nachos.
Yeah.
So we would keep it after we used it and take it home and wash it. And then we would roll up the Sev's and fill it with chili and cheese. It says free chili and cheese. Walk out.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
And most places, we would show them when we walked in. And we would just fill it with chili and cheese. We'd show them when we went out that we didn't steal anything except for chili and cheese. It was a technicality. Picosin, though, we did the same thing as we always do. Showed them, you know, filled it up. And then got in our car. We start driving away. Whoop, whoop.
No, but you're white. Why did that happen there?
Yeah. The cops. They called the cops over chili and cheese.
Picosin just needs to get a life. Fuck you, Picosin.
And then, to make matters worse, I was wearing a 7-Eleven smock.
Oh, so you were a rival. Oh, dude. Yeah. Fuck, man.
So I rolled up in there. And the cop is like, why are you wearing that 7-Eleven smock? I was like, I don't know. He doesn't know.
Not only did I steal the chili and cheese, I stole the fucking uniform.
It was ridiculous. So, nice talking to you. And then,
yeah.
Like, the one guy's like, is this really? Like, so it was two cops. There's like the old guy that's yelling at us. And then the other guy's like, is this really happening?
Like,
yeah.
Is this my life?
Yeah. Come on, George.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Yelling at children for chili cheese.
Yeah. Did you guys eat children it with a spoon?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We wouldn't go too deep on the condiments because we didn't want to, you know, it was more so the chili and cheese that we were after. But sometimes, you know, grab some pickles. Some jalapeno slices. Some salsa,
yeah.
Whatever.
I was always a heavy chili guy. I went very, very small amounts of cheese because, ironically enough, my thought process was, I swear I'm autistic sometimes. So that's something I probably shouldn't have said into a microphone, but here we are.
Jesus fucking Christ. I assume I am.
So, well, here's why I say that. Because I did not trust the cheese out of the machine, but I trusted the chili. It comes from the same fucking place, but I'm like, I don't want the cheese. I don't trust it. It comes out because when you hit the cheese and it, like, you hear the thing heating up, the first squirt of cheese, you know, they always have a little napkin under the grate there, right? Mm-hmm. The cheese always has a little crust that comes out first.
It's dried.
Right. But that doesn't happen with the chili, though. So it scared me off of the cheese.
Because chili doesn't have any dairy in it. So it's not going to crust like that. What do you mean? What?
Right. Right. But you, like, you have cognitive thinking and reasoning. I did not. Still don't. Especially at 14 when I was hungry. You know?
I used to have to change those things out when I worked there.
Okay, so I saw them get changed out once, and it turned me off to the nachos for about a month. I was like, oh, man, it comes
with a little hose through the thing.
Yeah, it comes with an umbilical cord.
Oh, my God. That's like when I used to change the drink machines when I worked at like a pizzeria.
That's the worst.
Oh my God. Especially when you spill the syrup everywhere. Oh my God.
If you've never had to do that, you don't know the struggle.
Oh my God.
Those
I
things
know.
Are the worst. The bag in a box.
Yep.
Ugh, you have to punch it.
And if you don't punch it just right, and then it's like a whole. Oh my God. I can't stand it.
I've never dealt with a bag in a box.
See? You don't know the struggle.
Yeah,
you
don't
know the struggle.
I
you
don't.
You don't know.
I'm silver spoon as fuck.
I know, right? Lucky bastard.
I know.
Have to work customer service.
Yeah, right? Really. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Privileged.
Right?
Bag in the box was worse because bag in the box, like, especially, well, I worked overnights, so in the middle of the shift would have been preferred because nobody's in there in the middle of the night. But it always happens right before coffee rush.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, I got to make, like, because this was before they had the coffee machines, kids. So you'd have to make pots of coffee.
I remember that.
So I'd have to make like at least eight. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 8 pots of coffee and keep those filled or dumped with new ones and then try to make sure that the Slurpees and the sodas were working correctly every morning.
Good for Slurpees, man, because they're a sleeper. Like, I don't get them a whole lot, but when you get one, you're like, I need to get them more often.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The trick is you need to get the right flavor, though. Because not every Slurpee is a win.
Oh, no.
Blue raspberry and cherry.
Oh, the blue fucking raspberry.
And the cherry mix. I love doing
that. There was
that.
A
cherry solid.
That was amazing. But this would have been like easily a decade ago.
Okay.
I haven't had it since. And then a couple years ago, I can't believe how good this was. Crunchberries.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed it.
Dude, it was unreal. And I went years without having Slurpees. These things came out, and then like for 7-Eleven Day, they were giving away free Slurpees.
I hate 7-Eleven Day.
Well, who doesn't?
Fuck, man. I'm just trying to get a pack of heaters, and I'm being held up for 30 minutes.
Well, everybody needs their Slurpee.
So. Right.
But,
motherfuckers.
Roll in there, and I get a small one, and then suddenly for like the next 3 weeks to a month, every other day, it's a Captain Crunch Slurpee.
I hope they bring it back. They had a clear gummy bear one a couple years ago. Mm. And I saw it and was like, I'll give this a shot. And that was amazing.
I can't remember the last bad Slurpee I've had. I know they exist, but I think I was just always good at not... Like Coke?
Gross.
I love the Coke slushies.
Really? I've never had them. I just didn't trust
Coke
it.
Is like
it's like
mixing
a Coke
it.
Float.
With,
okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You like? Oh yeah, mixing it with like the raspberry or something,
you have to mix
or like
it with something. I
the
can't.
Blueberry, raspberry, or whatever.
Yeah.
Most flavors I'm mixing anyway. Most flavors, except for Captain Crunch, was getting a full cup.
Of course.
But yeah, like anytime you got it, if the other flavors are ass and you're, it's like Coke is my best option.
Yeah.
I'm just not getting it.
I'm gonna just go. Yeah. May I ask what color the Crunchberry Slurpee was? I hope it was blue.
It was like a really, really, really pale blue, like almost white.
Oh, man.
It was really good.
If it was blue, it would have made me, it makes me want it more.
Yeah.
Because 6 years old.
I'm trying to think of the other blue Slurpees that were really good, because the blue raspberry is great.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of grape, but obviously that's purple.
Yeah, I love grape.
I love artificial grape flavoring, like grape soda, grape Slurpee. I'm a sucker for that. And I look at my wife, and she's like, ew. I'm like, you know, how dare you?
Yeah.
No, I love grape flavor. Oh, my gosh.
Grape is solid. Grape is solid.
Fun confiding fact here, y'all.
Uh-oh.
When I was a kid, I used to pretend like I had a headache so I could eat the grape Motrin.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I like the taste of it.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, at least it's Motrin. It probably didn't do any damage.
Right.
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all. You probably could chuck a whole bottle. You'd be fine. Because Motrin's just, they just,
yeah.
They say open your mouth and throw it in there. And mm-hmm. It's just, whatever's
yeah.
The dosage is just
you
there.
You turned out okay. You know the difference between 7-Eleven chili and cheese being crusty. You turned out okay. It's all good. So you didn't overdose.
So what I'm hearing is this is just, you know, facts for life. Eat children's Motrin.
Yes.
Yes.
And you'll turn out okay.
How do they do the chili cheese now?
I haven't done it in a while either.
7-Eleven at all, really.
I don't go nearly as much, especially the last few weeks. Like, if I go, it's normally for gas, and I don't usually go in.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been, what, 4 weeks now?
I think so.
More than three.
Yep. God damn it. Yeah. Hold on. Was it?
It's been a month?
I don't think it's been an actual month yet. Let me pull up the calendar.
The calendar?
Because it depends on...
Because I started
Falcons
after
Day
week one.
Was, yeah.
Okay, so that was the first day. 3 weeks as of today.
There you go.
Next Monday will be 4 weeks slash a month.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's what it deserves. Yeah. It's getting better, man.
Maybe you should replace smokes with Slurpees.
Wouldn't be the worst idea, but the problem with that is, man, like, it's such a crapshoot. You ever notice, like, every 7-Eleven has a different Slurpee rotation?
They do.
And it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Ritas. Like, they all have the different,
yes.
Like, subs with Italian ice.
They almost all have Coke, which we've already mentioned. Like, if it's the best one, if Coke is the best flavor there, then your
yeah.
Rotation sucks.
Right, right.
But, and then they almost always have whatever the newest flavor is. And then the other two are... Or four, depending on which sevs you go to.
Right. I'm about to be on the hunt for Slurpees now.
I feel that.
Makes sense to me.
It's been a while, man.
We'll have to bring on Slurpees next time.
Yes. Ooh, Slurpee taste test next week.
Nice. I have no idea what flavors are out.
I don't either.
Mm-mm.
So I think the logical thing to do is swing by everyone in the area.
There's a lot of 7-Elevens.
There's too many. There is.
There's one within walking. Well, the other one's walking distance if you want to fucking walk. Because I did that the other day.
Did you?
I walked from here all the way down to... Hey, localized kids. All the way down to Hall Road. Like the second Hall Road.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
Like the dark end Hall Road.
Yeah. Dark end.
Fuck.
I walked all the way down there and then I got down there and I was like, oh, I've done almost all of my 5 miles already.
Right.
Oops.
Oh, fuck. Now I have to get back.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Good times.
That's the worst.
But I noticed that they've started carving out a whole bunch of the woods to build more houses down there. I was like, oh, man.
That
scary road, but.
Yeah,
I think scary road for racist reasons.
It sucks because no more woods, but it's also good because now the Klan has to be exposed.
Yes.
So that's a plus.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Hey, Trumpsters.
Worst part is I know which road y'all are talking about, and I didn't even realize until you said the racist comments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. We used to walk down there. I mean, it was spooky for sure, but spooky for racist reasons.
Yeah, no. Sure. It was like Crawford Road, but racist.
Mm-hmm. Which was... Crawford Road also racist.
Yes.
At least depending on which story you
right
hear.
That's true. That's true. Whatever happened, I haven't been down there in years. Supposedly they've developed it though. Last time I went down there, it doesn't look at all the same. And I'm like, well, there goes a childhood.
Yeah. I mean, the bridge is still there. The spooky bridge.
Yeah. But it's not the same if the ambiance isn't there. Like the first time you went down there, it was like, yo, this shit is fucking cool. Depending on if you're into creepy shit. Right. I am.
Used to be time when you would split off from, I can't even remember what that road actually is, but then it splits off to Crawford and it was like dark immediately, like you went under the canopy.
Yeah.
Now it's like a sharper turn and you go through like houses and stuff first and then it's like,
gross.
Don't even realize you're on Crawford Road anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because fucking people are building lives there.
What a bunch of dicks.
I know.
No, right?
Go live somewhere else.
There, ew.
Yeah, and they're in Yorktown too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, speaking of racists, we've talked about everywhere locally where you don't see a black person.
Yeah, that was the worst part about living in Yorktown is not very diverse.
No, they think it's ghetto here because you see blacks, and it's like it's okay.
Nah, man,
it's fine.
It's actually. One of my favorite parts about him.
Thank you.
Is how diverse it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Bunch of dicks. I'm so tired of it.
I know. You would think it wouldn't exist in this day and age, but here we are.
Yep.
Here we are.
It happens. It still exists in our city.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ever look at that neighborhood app.
Oh, yeah.
My neighbor
dude.
App or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I deleted that shit. I used to have it and then there was too much depressing shit and I'm just like, No.
I mean, for the most part, it's, police cars going by. Anybody know why?
Yeah.
It's a lot of that. But then every once in a while, it's somebody has a racist experience where, hey, I was treated different because I'm a different race.
Mm-hmm.
And white people going, oh, it's always got to be about race.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, maybe it wasn't.
Right.
You know, maybe it wasn't, but this person's telling you that's how they felt.
Right, right.
So.
Right.
How can you even possibly understand?
I know. Isn't it the most white thing ever to tell other people of other, like genders? That too, I suppose. Yeah. Like how to feel about their, you know?
Yeah. God. It's so fucking white.
It's fucking so white. Yeah. Fuck fucking, white people.
I know, right?
Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Especially old ass white men.
I hate old white men. Fuck, man. They're the shits. They're all wrinkly and
you should
like.
You hear him at work sometimes with some of the assholes that work in the other floors. Like, oh my God. There was one time a friend of ours was parked like in the middle of the like where your car goes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, there's like 3 lanes of this like traffic flow through a parking lot. And he's sitting there talking to us, and this old guy wasn't even like, he didn't even have to move around the car, and he's just like, and like shaking his head down, and Corey just starts yelling like, man, do I hate entitled white fucking asshole.
Yeah, like there he is, thanks for making the rest of us look bad, dick.
Yes.
You know? Jesus yes. Christ.
How dare he be inconvenienced right. for half a second.
Yeah. I had to take two steps to my right to walk to my car?
Meanwhile, coworker in car is laughing their ass off. Trying yes. not to like.
Yes. I hate, like, God damn, man. Fuck.
Yeah, that was, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yet we're the ones who make it about race.
Right.
No, it's your... racist ass that makes it about race.
Right. Not hard to figure out.
Oh my God.
Well, apparently it is. For idiots.
For them, yes.
Well, that's what that genre is.
That's not MAGA idiots. Hat guy, was it?
No, but okay, so there's a dude. Every time we see this motherfucker, it's less now because no heaters. Mm. But, oh my God, man. This dude looks very...
MAGA category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker still wears a MAGA hat. Still. Like, take the loss, bro. Take the loss. Like, I'm not even trying to go like who I voted for here, but like it like you know what I'm not doing? Like if you know
if it went the other
if
way.
Racist got four more years, yeah. I'm not going around rocking a Biden Harris hat.
Yes.
Like I lost here. It's okay. I'll move on.
We'll figure it out.
Right. Maybe.
Well, if we you know? Survived.
Right.
Well, the worst just you know? Explains like the kind of character this man is. We went upstairs to get like to the sixth floor to get a drink, and he's like maybe like three steps ahead of us, and just enough that you can either hold the elevator door or close it in their faces,
mm-hmm.
and literally made eye contact with us as he closed the doors. And Corey was just like, I don't want to ride with you anyway. Like, I'm seeing yeah. your shit.
I don't want to get your racist shit rubbed off on me, you fucking cocksucker. Get out of here. Yeah, I don't like this guy.
For like half a second.
Literally. Right.
There is a person a couple blocks from my old house where we used to do the show
mm-hmm.
Who has a... So they had a flag that was TFG, the former guy, but it was his face on Rambo's body.
Oh my God, I've seen that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they had that flag up, and so it's former guy you know, yep. shooting at... I don't know.
Whomever.
Us, I guess.
Right, right.
Shooting at his own countrymen.
Right.
Cool.
Core, makes sense.
Yeah.
That damn Antifa.
Yes. Oh my God. Now they have one that said Trump won. That they still have up almost yeah. a year later.
Yeah, and the Birds have two Super Bowls, too. We also won Super Bowl 39. The fuck out of here. Like, come on, man. Grow
what
up.
What's happening?
Fucking grow up, dude.
And also knowthefacts.org. Which don't go to that
oh my
site.
God.
Don't go to that website.
Rapist kitty just scared the shit out of me. Everyone.
Yeah.
The
Riley
audience.
Just jumped down and freaked me out.
He's all fat now. He's such a big fat cat. Where'd he go?
Oh, O'Malley the alley.
Please
cat.
Leave Gross Kitty alone.
That's the problem. Like, he's so much bigger than her.
Right, man.
It's like, just leave her alone.
Yeah,
like,
let her be. We like Gross Kitty.
Maybe if he would leave her alone, she wouldn't be Gross Kitty anymore. Maybe
I
she
know.
Would just be...
Thriving Kitty?
Yeah.
Happy Kitty?
Yeah. Anything but gross. I feel like she's... Over the last couple days, she's definitely like stopped scratching and licking herself as much.
Anyway. That's good.
We put another flea treatment on her. On both the cats, actually. The flea problem was definitely that house.
Okay.
I mean... We went back in there to get something out of there. And the second you go in, you're just attacked by fleas. I'm like, but what are they living on?
Right.
There is no one here. What is happening?
Yeah. The fuck, though?
Yeah. You just get attacked by fleas. So that definitely did not help Gross Kitty. And she was kind of itchy when we first moved in, but she seems to be getting less itchy.
That's good. That's new good. Environment. Yeah. New environment for Gross Kitty.
So hopefully if she would just stop licking and scratching.
Yeah. Relax.
Conor. Sores will go away.
Yeah.
Conor.
And she won't be gross. You know, we actually were talking about that the other day, is putting a cone on
just,
her.
Just make sure Riley isn't trapped.
I know. The cone is such a good idea, but the cones are so depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do or she's
you
gonna
do.
Keep looking gross.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's true.
It's not wrong. It's not true. I wish Gru was kidding. We could build her like a spot in here to come hang out with us while we pod.
I feel like, you know, part of the problem is too, she'll lick all her hair off and then she's probably itching because the hair's growing back.
It's a fucking cycle.
Yeah. You know what you could do? You could build a kitty cat door and like a door when you put it here, mm-hmm. just big enough for Gross Kitty and not Riley to get through, since Riley's so much bigger than her.
That's true.
So innovation.
Get out. Yeah.
Right. But he's fucked. He's just sitting there knocking on the door angrily like a child.
And then she just sits on the side. Ha ha, no means no, bitch.
Yeah. Right. No, you fuck off.
No to T.
Yeah.
I
keep hoping that she'll like pop in here, but there's voices happening. There's no way she's coming in here.
She looked like the whole like life got scared out of her when we knocked on the door. Mm-hmm.
She did. She froze in her tracks and darted.
Yep. Wait, that's not mom. Gotta go.
That's what it is. And we love her here on the pod, but the look on her face is often what, like, I wish you could freeze frame that shit.
Because she's like so wide eyed. She's like, oh my God.
Like you just walked in on her going to the bathroom. Yeah.
She just looks like fuck.
The way she was looking at Sean last week when he was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
She's like, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, shit. She let him for a minute,
uh-huh.
and then she decided, like, okay.
That's enough.
I've had enough of this fucking kid. Oh. Get him away before the rapist comes for me. There's a big-ass thing in Nesquik over there. It's making me thirsty. Are you guys chocolate or strawberry milk people?
So that's chocolate. I think she just ordered it from whatever order thing she orders from.
Okay.
At Amazon? The old house. I don't think it was Amazon. It was like Boxed or something. One of those. Yeah.
Whatever. I've never heard of that, but
I don't even know what it is.
Hey, if they deliver Nesquik, good for them.
Yes, they do indeed. Today, I went to CVS and delivered somebody just two giant things of laundry detergent. Made $9.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll profit off your laziness.
Yes. I'll be happy to. Thanks. Yeah. I wish it would all go that way. My days would be a lot better.
Right?
And shorter.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Take four of those. Thanks.
Right.
All I have to do is go to CVS. Word.
Hang out. Yeah.
Don't have to sit through a drive-thru.
I'm tired of them, though, man.
Popeyes makes him rage every time.
Oh, my fucking God. Fuck.
Well, again, I've never even ordered from there. I mean, I haven't I haven't been to pick up in a long time, but every time you go, there is never once where it's there's nobody in there, and you just go up and go, hey, I'm picking this up, and they go, cool, here it is. It's never
that way. No, it's not, because Popeyes.
Yes.
Fuck, man.
There's a manual that says, yeah, just don't do anything when you're here.
Don't care. Our food's good.
Call him sweetie.
I took my brother over there when he came to visit to help me move. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, we can go to Popeyes. I'm like, just going to warn you. It's going to be away. He's like, yeah, sure.
Forever.
Yes.
20 minutes later, he's like, God damn, can we just get our fucking food? We haven't even ordered yet.
Right. You're going to have three birthdays by the time you get your fucking food. Yes. And they're not going to care in the slightest.
And it doesn't matter if you there's nothing that will change that.
And their speakers never work. Their speakers never work. They're always like, huh? Huh? I can't hear you. Repeat yourself.
Oh, okay. God,
and then
I
repeat the wrong thing. Like, they don't ever repeat order right.
I hate them. I fucking hate them, man.
And it doesn't matter which one you go to.
No,
they're all the terrible. Shits.
All like that.
I want to get someone from Popeyes on the pod.
Can we talk about this? Why is this a thing?
Are you intentionally this bad?
Let me see your manual.
They just give you guys lobotomies when you get hired. Fuck.
I remember going once and like, on one hand, you know, you see how busy it is, so you feel bad. Like,
no, not for them.
Well, no matter where I go, if it's busy, I feel bad because I've been in their shoes. I've been in food industry, and I know, like, when you're getting your ass kicked, the last thing you want is some customer coming in being an asshole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, just move at some other speed other than not moving.
Seriously.
And I'll be okay. If you can make my 25-minute wait 15, still not great.
Yeah,
but I'll take it.
But exactly, dude. Like, they blatantly don't give a fuck there. Yep. They don't in any of them. And it's just like, man, like, your food is great and all, but at what point, like, at what point do I have to realize I'm a masochist for keep coming back to this motherfucker?
But their chicken is so damn
good. Oh, it's so good. I know. But, like, insanity is doing the same shit over and over and expecting a different result. And you know what never happens anytime you go to Popeye's? They're efficient.
They also never, like, it doesn't matter what time
you go. Chicken. But their chicken.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Their
chicken's so
when
fucking
you
go. Good. I know. And yeah, like, it's around the clock. And it's not like, if there's a big line at, like, Dick-fil-A, I'll give them that, man. They're creepy, and I think they're closet racist, or they're definitely racist. They're closet rapists. Like, there's skeletons in those closets. I'm sorry.
For sure.
Nobody's that nice. Mm-mm. Okay. But those fuckers move, man. I'll give them that. If you see a line at Popeye's, you're like, yo, fuck that.
It's going to take forever.
You're going to be there for at least an hour.
At the other place, it's efficient.
Dick-fil-A knows how to move.
They
I will give them that.
Out- It's funny, like, you know, you hear everybody complaining about X, Y, and Z, you know, not because of the pandemic, not having workers or anything, or, you know, having to close.
Right.
How come those shitbags have figured it out?
I know,
you
dude.
You go there, and it's just, there's still just as many people, and the inside of the restaurant is closed.
Yeah. They're, I don't know,
most
man.
Most of them, anyway.
Is it blasphemy to say they're overrated, though?
Oh, yeah. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. Like,
they're okay.
I haven't had that's one not, in years.
Yeah, not...
I like their mac and cheese. That's about the only thing I really like.
I think they're criminally overrated. Yeah. Especially now that you can get a really good chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Oh, dude.
Like, why am I going to fuck with that
I still
place?
Haven't had the Burger King right. chicken sandwich.
The Burger it's King not... one is so good.
I like their original chicken sandwich, the long one or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember those.
That's
yeah,
good.
Good.
Back when I was a kid, they had...
Oh, here we go. Back in my day.
Back in my day. They had... There was, like, that same one, but it was, like, three different versions. There was the Italian one that had, like, the red sauce on it.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the American. It had, like, lettuce, tomato on it. And then I think there was, like, a French one or something. I don't remember what was on the French one. But I loved that. I thought that was fucking cool. I was like, yeah, I'll get the one with... I mean, because it was long. Like, word.
Yeah, dude.
Like, that was before the first McRib. I'm old.
Oh, man.
I've never had a McRib.
Fucking blasphemy.
I don't know. I don't know. We've had this discussion about the McRib relatively
yes.
recently.
Yep. It's going to be coming back here in about 2 months, so.
It comes back every few. So.
Around fall every year it comes back, and I'm so happy. I can't wait.
I would say
I will not pay my mortgage to fucking just gorge.
Oh my God.
I'm serious. Fuck the house. I want McRibs.
I would say it's worth a try for sure, even though I haven't had one since the first time it came back.
Oh, dude. Every fucking year.
I can't.
The moment they come back, I'm like, okay, it's on.
I was like, hey, I can't fuck with this anymore. Like, something about the meat.
No, it is.
Like with the fake bones. Like, who are you trying to fool?
It has fake bones in it?
It's like it's like a...
The way the meat is shaped.
Cartilage?
Ish. Yeah, it's hard to explain. There's like ridges in it.
Yes.
That, like, I guess you're supposed to believe it's supposed to look like a fucking rib look.
How is this appetizing?
Hang on. You guys talk.
Appetizing.
I will go to Google it because it's so good.
I do think you should try it. I think it's worth trying, but like I said, I can't vouch for it.
This is disbelief. Such disbelief.
When it first came out, amazing. When it came back, I don't know. There you go.
That is not a bone. That is like a meat.
What?
Yes.
What's with the color? It's like brat. Like
it's called barbecue sauce.
No, yeah. It's called ew. Like, look how dry that looks.
That is not a good one. Yeah, they did not. The more yeah. That motherfucker needs to be drenched to have a proper McRib. The offensive thing too is they put onions and pickles on it. Why do fast food put everything pickles?
That is I don't know why.
It's a weird tick, dude.
I like pickles on most anything, but why would you put pickles on that?
So it's, is it just like gross. Pressed meat? Is there actual bone in this?
No, there is no bone. No. So there is no meat either.
I don't know what that is. It's not meat.
Somebody, there's a picture of like a frozen one floating around, and I saw it and I almost wrote them off. But I like then I went by like a McDonald's and they said the Marquis McRib is back, and I was like, here we go. I was like, I can't not. Let me see if I could find the frozen one.
You know, the definition of insanity is
yes. I know.
Okay.
McRib before cooked. No, I apply that to anything in my life except for eating McRib.
McRib.
No. Do you guys? If I show you this, are you still going to eat one?
Totally.
Seriously? Okay. Okay, you're not. So I'm not. I will show you this after you eat one. Then there's that.
Just show it to Justin.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay. Hang on. Let me pull it back up.
Because I'm not gonna anyway.
Okay.
Even though I've strangely started eating fast food again.
Just let me see it.
Sort of.
But no, because you. Oh man. No. Oh, I mean this is. No. Okay. Business Insider: How McDonald's makes the McRib.
Oh God. Oh no. Yeah. No.
No, there it is. There's the phone snatch. Look at it.
Okay.
That doesn't look like disgusting to you?
No. I got a cockroach in my McDonald's sandwich.
I know.
I've bit into that
I
shit.
I know, but you look like that could be used as a weapon.
That's not that big a deal. I've seen frozen food. That's not I've worked at fast food joints. It's nothing.
Okay. Well.
No.
Okay.
No, the cockroach in the McDonald's egg sandwich. That I bit into the cockroach.
Ew.
Yeah. That turned me off McDonald's for like 3 years.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, nothing really happened other than I just don't want to eat McDonald's anymore.
Yeah. No.
For a long time. I just.
Everybody told me I should have just gone back and like owned the fuck out of the McDonald's. I was like, meh, I'm late for French class.
I'd rather just not go again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Until McRib season.
No, never.
I'm telling you, you have to have one. They're amazing.
No, the chicken nuggets were what brought me back to McDonald's.
The nuggets are solid.
Every time I go in, like, I smell the fries and I'm like, man. Because when you first get them fries.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they first come out. But by the time I get to actually eat them when I got home, mm-hmm. they'd be done for. Like,
right.
They, yep. Yeah, no shelf life.
Past.
They do not have shelf life, no McDonald's shelf life. Fries. No, you have to eat those fuckers in 5 minutes or they mm-hmm. turn to fucking like
sawdust.
Yes.
And strangely enough,
little cold.
No amount of ketchup will save them.
No, nope. They're very weak. Mm. Very flaccid.
You know what I noticed? The worse the Eagles do, the less we talk about Sirianni Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give us 2 weeks and we're not going to be talking any. This is not going to be an Eagles pot at all anymore. We're going to have to rebrand this motherfucker.
I mean, we've already had to rebrand it. It was Sirianni Island for a minute. And now it's just
frozen McRibs.
Random talk with
and Gross Kitty.
And local 757 talk.
Yeah. And here's our local incest county.
He just has to do better.
He does, man.
The thing. And like,
he's going from Madagascar. He's now lucky if he gets like Chincoteague Island.
Yes. Yes.
With all the horses.
Yeah. He's not even getting fucking Bull Island at this point. Yeah. You know? Not that he's too good for Pocosin.
Very much so.
He's too good for that.
He'd whoop all their asses.
He would.
Shitty.
Right. Hey, please be kind to other people of other colors.
They would see him in a tank top and bow down.
They would. They would be very intimidated. Like, the rednecks would think they could handle him, and they would find out quickly, like, they're in over their head.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're hyping him up. Like, you remember the old Chuck Norris jokes?
Yeah.
When we were kids? I feel like that's Sirianni what's happening.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Sirianni, if he's in the tank like he was when he invaded the wedding, that's when he's like, don't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
On the sidelines, Polo Sirianni is like, that's business Sirianni.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Business cash.
Yeah, but he still gets after it. Like, he was getting very angry yesterday on the sidelines. Oh, he has been for the last couple weeks.
I will say he goes from like an 8 to a 9 when he's angry. Like,
he is hot when he's angry.
Yeah, during that Dallas game, I was like, hey,
so
how you doing?
Breaks the scale.
Hey, how you doing,
Sam? Breaks the scale when he's angry.
He resets the scale.
Y'all were the ones that picked this 8 scale. I said.
No, because you said he was an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And then you guys said he went to the scale, but then I was like, Hot Joe's what? Or no, who was 8.5? Oh, no, it was Ravens coach.
Harbaugh,
yeah.
Yeah. Hot Joe is Hot Joe hotter than Sirianni? I don't think so. They're close.
Does anybody have a picture of him? I will tell you.
Somewhere on Facebook, yeah.
I
just don't want to go on there.
He just did the Backstreet Boys episode with me.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you've got
I got a selfie.
You guys did a Backstreet Boys episode?
We did.
How could you not call me? I don't know. That's tough.
That's not his best work.
Oh, yeah. This is like we just talked Backstreet Boys for an hour. Look.
I feel like he's probably hotter than Sirianni, though.
That's also like with his shirt on. What?
That's with his shirt
That's
on.
True. Yeah.
Again, he's a former professional wrestler.
Yeah. Hot Joe's put together. Seriously.
So rude. How could you not ask? I was a teenager in the 90s. How could you not ask me?
Well, the thing was, when I first put them together, I was trying to get them done at the same time, like 3 weeks ago when I first moved in here.
I'm just hearing blasphemy come out of your mouth, so I can't concentrate. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I also don't assume that people like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. So.
That's like doing Britney without me, you bitch.
Well, that's not my fault. I did that well before I even knew who you were.
Wow.
So
hearing is more blasphemy. More blasphemy. Like, you should have felt it in the force. You were like, someone over here likes Britney Spears. I don't know. She's here somewhere. I sense it.
The Backstreet Boys, I guess we're talking about Deprogrammed.
So, it's all good. Anything's fair game here on the pod.
The Backstreet Boys episode, the conversation was outstanding. Like,
okay.
You know, say what you want about them, like, as a band, but the conversation that we had about them
right.
was awesome.
Corey, what I'm hearing is that I can no longer address Justin in this podcast. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
She's doing this to you.
So yeah,
she's doing this to you.
How are you doing, Corey? How's life?
I'm good. You're really gonna give him the silent treatment?
Yeah, this is really cold. He's a cold-blooded killer. There goes Riley creeping.
Uh-oh. No, Riley. Oh, okay. Riley's just laying down. Riley's getting settled in now.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not to attack later.
That's his little hiding spot, I guess.
He doesn't need a hiding spot. Gross Kitty needs a hiding spot from his fucking ass. What are you doing, Riley? That's selfish of you.
Well, why those papers are on the floor.
Right. Seriously. Why is the rapist feeling sorry for himself? Oh, wait. That's the way it usually works.
That's also true. Yeah.
Have some perspective, rapist. Jesus fucking Christ. I think that's a good spot to end this week.
We did about 2 minutes of Eagles talk.
Yeah. Sounds about right. I don't know. We'll make it 1 minute next week. I'm never really good at ending these episodes. So, yeah. With that, we'll see you next week.
Shazam.
Yeah. We'll re-talk more 757 and food. In the meantime, save our guy's job. Go Birds.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly.
Go Birds.
Go Birds! Ah! Oh, okay, yeah!
That would be great.